This is an African entrepreneur story encompassing two tales. The first, the formation of a South African conglomerate with eight businesses operating across the African continent. The second, the man behind the conglomerate, Leeran Asnes, and his inspiration, his grandfather, a hero, fighter, and Auschwitz survivor. The city of Johannesburg houses thousands of different office buildings, housing the innovative entrepreneurs and aspiring businesses of South Africa. In the booming area of Waterfall, an unassuming office complex is home to the Sector Group, a proudly South African consortium of eight organizations with subsidiaries throughout sub-Saharan Africa. The Sector Group is co-founded and led by Leeran Asnes, a tall gentleman with a rocky build and a well-informed air about him. It operates from Saldanha Bay to Sasselburg, from Namibia to Tanzania, a truly African business utilizing African expertise and African resources to generate over 1 billion rand in revenue. When looking at the fast growth of the Sector Group, from 10 employees to over 2,500 employees, one wonders where Asnes grew his business acumen. In the halls of an MBA classroom, under the wing of a billionaire mentor. In this case, neither. His business savvy roots can be found in the unexpected area of physical commodity trading. Selling commodities like iron ore and manganese to Brazilian traders and Chinese industrialists, he built a strong base on the foundation of the commodity boom and crash cycle of the 2000s. I've got great experience, learned a lot of what to do and a huge amount of what not to do when the business crashed, he says. After the business failed, despair could have taken over. Instead, he saw an opportunity and purchased a company called Redek. At the time, it was a small industrial business with 10 employees. Yet Asnes turned this small startup industrial paint service into a high-growth business with over 500 employees within a few years. Growing quickly, Asnes searched for further potential acquisitions. As the deals followed, the Sector Group grew. Fast forward to 2022, and the Sector Group provides industry-leading services to the energy, mining, marine, and construction sectors. Before exploring the growth of the Sector Group and Asnes' ability to take business to the next level, he shares his core inspiration. Inspiration in business for him springs from his roots. Sadly and proudly, he speaks of his grandfather, Erwin Schlesinger. He was born in the former Yugoslavia nearly 100 years ago. Schlesinger turned 16 as Europe suffered under the terror of World War II. His country was overrun and headed for chaos and destruction as people tried to flee. Without money or hope, Schlesinger was unable to escape Europe. What happened next is a bitter tale of the evils of humankind. I find myself hanging on his every word, the devastation, the fury, the heartbreak. It is riveting. As the Nazis advance across Europe in 1939, land is not all they take. Schlesinger, as a Jew, is taken captive by the Nazis at the age of 16. The Germans took him to Auschwitz concentration camp, a name forever blackened by death. There were 1.3 million people who arrived at Auschwitz. The camp commanders oversaw the slaughter of 1.1 million of them. The teenager was a man of much strength and resilience who never gave in to oppression and fought for life against the worst the world can offer. My grandfather, a Holocaust survivor, is my inspiration, he says. When the war ended, Schlesinger went home to a broken Yugoslavia looking to pick up his life. It wasn't going to happen. He left Europe, like many refugees from the Holocaust, to the growing new state of Israel. He didn't settle and headed for South Africa. Schlesinger saw a home on the tip of Africa. He became a diamond dealer and built a strong business and family, and achieving his goal of living out of a wonderful life. Surviving the worst humanity with the resilience to push on and create an incredible life. Schlesinger is Asnes's inspiration to continue expanding his business in honor of his grandfather and hero. There is a tremendous opportunity here. There are a lot of people looking elsewhere, which just opens up more opportunities here, he says. As his grandfather did, he built the business on the coattails of the South African mining sector, but is disappointed by the bureaucracy preventing the true potential. South Africa has everything, 70% of global chrome ore reserves, 80% of global platinum reserves. If South Africa was smart, we could be world leaders, he says. Without unrealistic thoughts, Asnes understands the challenges of operating in South Africa, including high regulation, slow departments, and little efficiency. He believes, with an entrepreneurial mindset, anyone can overcome these challenges. If you're an entrepreneur and have access to capital, you can buy well-priced businesses and invest in projects at a lower risk. This has been his formula for success. Asnes has consistently identified undervalued businesses with the potential of high growth. 2021 saw a continuation of this formula as a further two businesses were added to the current portfolio. It may seem as though Asnes has given away his secret formula for success for others to copy, but the true secret is not found in the acquisitions, but in successful mergers. Wall Street carries wary tales of failed mergers and acquisitions. Often, parties end up worse off than before the acquisition as cultures clash and newly grouped employees compete. It's very challenging. Every company has its own culture, and it's really key to get existing management to buy into a new vision, he says. Asnes shares principles he uses to ensure new acquisitions merge into the existing group successfully. Create an environment where everyone is happy to get other people's point of view and guidance and opinion on the matter. Usually, when a business is acquired, the management team of that business have their own goals. Asnes, as the group CEO, plays the part of intermediary, encouraging the management team to reach those goals while reaching the goals of the group as a whole is imperative, he says. Once the leadership overcomes the qualitative aspects of new cultures and teams interacting, the final hurdle is any inefficiencies in the system. There is a lot of focus on system and governance, which allows us to grow, he says. Sector is prepared to efficiently onboard any new subsidiary and assist it with the implementation of complex yet vital systems. The focus on efficient systems and governance does not only apply to new subsidiaries, it is ingrained in the entire sector group. The business is prepared for scale and able to efficiently purchase new businesses on both the qualitative and quantitative side. Asnes continues, even with all these processes in place, there is still a limit to what I'm able to do. The execution of new plans and utilization of new systems must be completed by the individuals in the management teams of those businesses. A leadership team of the business must have had the right mindset, for example, focusing long-term goals instead of thinking about how to avoid short-term tax expenses. Asnes provides the base and the formula together with mentorship and capital, yet the execution is not directly in his control. This is the risk taken in his form of entrepreneurship, as the responsibility for profits falls on his shoulders. So far, his formula has worked out well, and he hopes to continue this success. With the South African business offering great value and new construction tenders coming online, the sector group has a bright future. To conclude our unique discussion, Asnes tells me of the meaning of the word sector, a word born in Africa. Sector means industry in Swahili, embracing our purpose. Grandfather Schlesinger would surely have approved.